know that I am retired from our school system with 35 years as an educator and teacher. Throughout my career, I have always stressed to young people that you don't get a second chance to make a positive first impression. We have all witnessed the first impressions Mr. Trump has made over the past few months. His public displays of bullying, name-calling, put-downs, divisive, and racist remarks are difficult and embarrassing to explain to impressionable children. In fact, if his behavior were displayed in a school, he would have been severely disciplined and probably suspended. If such behavior cannot be tolerated in the schoolhouse, why should we tolerate such deplorable behavior in the White House? As an educator and elected official, I also believe in communication and collaboration. Communicating with others is the cornerstone to conveying one's ideals and plans. Belittling and shouting over others does not convey productive communication skills. And the same goes for collaboration. Bringing people together to effectively discuss differences and develop mutual, decided upon action plans that represent collaboration. Not threatening, alienating, and intimidating those who do not agree with you. Creating a hostile environment is the very definition of bully behavior. Now let me tell you how proud I am that Mrs. Hillary Clinton has selected as her running mate Virginia's son, Senator Tim Kaine. Yes. This team will work to create an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. This is a team that will work together to solve the problems of our country and recognize the importance of working stronger together. Virginians deserve better than Donald Trump. Fortunately, we have Hillary and Tim Kaine at our side. And now, one of the most qualified vice presidential candidates will strengthen that team. Together, we can trust that Clinton and Kaine will fight for an America that we can all believe in. As an educator and vice mayor, I've had the opportunity to work with and get to know Senator Kaine and his wonderful wife, Ann Holton. Senator Kaine started his career as a civil rights lawyer fighting housing discrimination. As a mayor, lieutenant mayor, governor, and senator, Tim Kaine has always been fighting for us, never losing his optimism that we can do better. As a lawyer for the Children's Defense Fund, Hillary Clinton has always put children and families first. They know that our country's future depends on their shared successes. Throughout their careers, neither of them have lost sight of who they are and who they are fighting for. We need to get the word out to register voters, help recruit volunteers, organize in your neighborhood. There is too much at stake, and we must encourage voters to get out to vote for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. I urge everyone here to collaborate and communicate the importance we have in making certain that Clinton and Kaine are elected as our next president and vice president of these already great United States of America.